Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moving into a new place can be exciting. It can be a new change. You know, I'm for one enjoy change. I for one enjoy changing up the scenery a bit every now and then. So it's not personally to me super scary, but the first couple times you go through it, it can be. Just the idea. Take ghosts out of the equation. It can be a scary thing if it's not something you're, you know, somewhat used to doing. But when you add the paranormal into it, it takes it to a whole new level, especially when the new place that you go to, you know, a home, apartment, whatever it is, your space is your space. You want to find peace. You want to find, you know, it's your space. You don't want it invaded by unknown entities, especially entities that like to make themselves known by knocking, scratching, banging on the wall, making unexplainable noises. And when you check it for pests, mice, rodents, and things of that nature, and find out, no, that's not the problem, kind of at a loss. What do you do? Can you actually call that your space? Can you call it your place? Or at a certain point, you have to say, you know what? We tried this one. Not going to cut it. In our next story, that's exactly what happens. A individual is forced to go there, forced to decide, can they keep calling this space their place? Or does it truly belong to someone or something else? It always will. Take a listen. As most stories start out on a dark and stormy night, I'll bypass the horror formalities and just tell you exactly what happened. I've been living in Memphis, Tennessee for over a year, and at this time I was living with a good friend of mine named Carrie in an apartment in East Memphis. We got along fine and greatly enjoyed living together, but due to the scorn of her local bishop, she was told that one of us had to move. Seeing as how she had more furniture than I did, I decided that I should go and let her stay in the apartment. Mid-September began, and I began looking for an apartment in the Midtown area. Midtown is the artsy parts of town where the bohemian wannabes and young hippie art students live. Long story short, I found an apartment on the top floor of a complex on a popular area that fit into my price range. I moved out of the East Memphis apartment and settled into my new place. This was my first time living completely alone. I'd always had a roommate before, and I don't know how I would handle this situation. But as luck would have it, after a few weeks, I started getting comfortable with my new surroundings and started going out at night in the neighborhood to the local bars and clubs. Midtown life seemed to agree with me. I had made several new friends that came over frequently, so I spent very little time alone. However, the night everything started, only me would be witness to. It all began on a Saturday in October. I was lying on the couch watching television with my dog Cameron. He was a beautiful black lab I had adopted shortly after moving into the area. We were relaxing on the couch when I began to hear scratching from inside the walls. The building was built in 1912, and although I had never seen any, I knew it had to play host to a variety of bugs and mice. I naturally assumed that's where the noises came from. And I would have been satisfied with that theory if the situation had not suddenly exploded as it did. Around 11 p.m., I decided it was time for a shower before I proceeded with the evening's activities. I went to the bathroom, started the water running, removed my clothes, and stepped inside the tub. That's when the scratching in the walls stopped, and something started banging at the front door. I bolted from the tub and wrapped myself in a towel as I walked into the living room. "Who is it?" I called. But no one returned with an answer. Suddenly, in front of my eyes, the banging started again. It almost took my breath away. Whoever was on the other side of that door was banging with such force that it was shaking the door inside its frame. It was obvious that whoever was on the outside wanted in, and I was not about to give them permission. "Who is it?" I yelled over and over. "I'm not opening the door until you tell me who you are." And then the banging stopped. Seeing as how I lived on the third floor of the apartment building, I looked out the window at the courtyard to see who was coming out of the stairwell. I waited for several minutes before realizing that whoever it was stayed in the hall. I did not leave. I jerked the door open and looked down the stairs, and still no one. There was nobody in the stairwell at all. How strange. I closed the door and went back inside and called my mom to tell her what had happened, and for the rest of the night, everything stayed quiet. However, every other night after that was interrupted with a loud pounding at the door. This was something I complained about frequently to the office, but was unable to identify the guilty person. My complaints were seemingly unnoticed. Fast forward to late October. By this time, the pounding was frequent, a very frequent occurrence, being that it happened almost every night. But the only difference was now I had friends who had witnessed it firsthand. One night before the situation worsened, I happened to be in the bathroom again, brushing my teeth when the knocks started. I turned and looked down the hallway and could see the door being beaten so roughly that it looked as if it were about to come down from its frame. I'd never been in this situation before, and it had never been this bad before. It was always loud, don't get me wrong, but never to the point of pounding and shaking. I walked down the hallway towards the front room when out of the corner of my eye I saw a plaster figure that I had hung beside the bedroom door fly from the spot it was hanging on and hit the wall opposite it. I was stunned. I could not move. I could not believe what had just happened. It came off the wall with such force that it broke a few of the pieces off when it hit the wall across from it. And again, just as before, the banging stopped. My first instinct was to get out and move and find a new place. But I was under a 6-month lease and be charged a fine, plus they'd keep my deposit, and I planned on getting that money back one day, so I stayed. After October had passed, I went to the supermarket to pick up some pumpkins for decoration in honor of Thanksgiving. I bought 5 big perfect gourds and lined them up on the tops of my china cabinets. I went home for Thanksgiving. Cameron and I piled up into the car and took off to Mama's house for the holiday. It was great, no banging, pounding, or flying objects. I came back home on a Monday. I came into the apartment and threw my bag down. I went down the hallway to the bathroom to use the restroom, and after I finished, I emerged out of the bathroom and discovered I'd left my kitchen door shut. I turned the knob and pushed. Something was behind the door. I pushed again and something was on the other side of the door, blocking me from opening it. I pushed hard and got it open. I looked behind the door and discovered one of the pumpkins that I had placed on my china cabinet had been hurled at the back of the door. You could see where it had hit, where the guts had splashed out, and where it slid down onto the floor. I panicked as I looked around the room. I saw that all my pumpkins were lying on the floor. How could this happen? No one had a key. There were no signs of forced entry. Felt like I was losing my mind. Well, sad to say, after this huge ordeal, I did wind up breaking my lease and letting them keep my deposit. I never slept in that apartment again.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.